This is News Talk 880 at 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser. And our sponsors each week are Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives are available at KJJR.com. And our guest in the studio, I believe this is her first time. It is Melissa Ellis. She is the president for Columbia Falls Community Market. Melissa, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's great to have you here and talk about something that has become iconic to the Flathead, especially Columbia Falls, for 8 years running. I can't believe it. I remember the day I heard O'Brien Bird was starting a community market or kind of a farmer's market, and then it's been evolving since then, and you are now the president. How did that happen?
O'Brien just wanted to go and live his own life and not have this responsibility, so he handpicked me last May, and I took over for him last July.
Okay, well, he really got it started, though. I mean, O'Brien was very integral in getting it started. And before we get into all the details about the 8th year of the community market, tell us about yourself a little bit.
I was raised in Whitefish. I went to school for middle school and a little bit of high school there. And then I moved over to Oregon, finished up high school, and went to college over there. And I moved back in 2000 and...
something.
I moved back in my early 20s.
Okay.
And then I fell in love with the man of my dreams and the stepdaughter of my dreams, John Ellis and Madison Ellis, and they completed me, and we are happily nested up in Coram and just trying to serve the community the best I can.
This sounds like a dream. This sounds great. Okay, and so now, before you did all this, and do you have a second job? Because, I mean, this is one day a week. Do you work at other things?
Yes, I own Get a Grip Climbing Wall, and then I also work for the Whitefish Chamber of Commerce as well, and I have a couple nightly rentals up by Glacier National Park.
Okay, just one question about that. How busy are you doing that?
It takes a lot of time management and a lot of help and support from everybody that's involved in all of those businesses.
I hear the rumors that he's going to get even more busy. What do you think about that?
It is, and I'm very excited. It's going to be a great year, and I think a lot of small businesses are going to see record sales, and I'm very excited to help them and support them and see them in the community.
All right. It sounds great. It sounds like you've got a good life going here in the Flathead. And we want to, again, thank you for being on the air with us. You got to come back often and talk about all the things you're doing with the this great Columbia Falls Community Market. And let's start talking about it right now. And 8 years running, what do you think the secret of their success is? Because they've really been expanding and moving forward. More and more people are coming to it. They must love something about it. What do you think?
You know, I think the location is amazing, but the support, the vendors that are there, we have amazing farmers that come and bring all sorts of produce. The artists are very talented, and we have a huge array of different artists there. The bands, we hand-selected all the bands. And then we try to give back and educate the community with bringing in a different nonprofit every single week and a different local small business sponsor every week and try to educate the community about what their services are and help them raise funds or get the word out and promote different fundraising opportunities for those small nonprofits.
Well, that is great. So they're kind of a feature of each week's community market.
We do. Yes, we feature them, and they actually come up on stage with us, and we learn a little bit more about them every single Thursday.
So do you have someone running the whole thing, or is that you? Do you get up there on the mic and introduce everybody?
I do. I get to talk to the nonprofits as well as the sponsors, and we talk about what's going on with them in the summers and upcoming events that they may be hosting.
So you have bands that are different every week, and you have a whole list of bands that are going to be coming up this summer. Is that right?
We have 19 bands for 20 weeks.
Wow. Do you pay them, or do they come up and do this just for free?
No, we pay them.
Oh, good. You got a little money going for the guys. That's great. You keep people employed. You keep the audience happy all at the same time. Well, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the distilleries. People are always interested in that. There are so many out there now. Food vendors, what you have planned for the summer, because you're 8 years running. You're just getting started for the season, right?
We are. We start May 20th at 5 o'clock.
Very cool. Okay, so we'll talk about all of that and more. Our special guest this week is the president. She is the president for the Columbia Falls Community Market. It is Melissa Ellis. And we'll be back to talk to her in part two. That's part two of Focus on the Flathead. Our sponsors, Three Rivers Bank of Montana, Glacier Grinch Pediatric Dentistry. And we'll be right back with Focus on the Flathead on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our plutonium account. And it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
We are back. This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 FM KJJR. And Focus on the Flathead Part 2. And welcome again to our special guest this week. She is the president of the Columbia Falls Community Market. And it is Melissa Ellis. And thanks for being here for Part 2. We learned a lot about how you got started, all the things coming up here in the summertime here at the community market. And I want to talk about produce and the farmers. And we'll start with that. It's not just produce. I mean, you have a lot going here. And let's start with some of them that are with you all year long here at the community market.
Absolutely. Yes, we have Raven Ridge Farm. They are there from the very beginning to the end, and they bring everything from veggie starts all the way to the entire
bounty, maybe.
Yes.
The bounty of the year.
Absolutely.
You know, from their fields. And okay, that's very cool. Can you describe some of the things that they provide for you out there at the market?
Oh, they. It starts with carrots and cabbage, salad greens, onions, tomatoes, all sorts of tomatoes. They have everything that you can think of there. And then we also have Creston Gardens that brings some different kinds of fruits. We have Dixon melons later in the year. We have huckleberries when they're in season. We also have Foster Flowers. He brings houseplants as well as veggie starts. And we also have local honey and fresh cut flowers, as well as local beef and pork.
Now that I didn't know. That's a little different than your run-of-the-mill farmer's market. You get the fresh meat as well?
Absolutely, yes. We've got two different ranchers that provide local beef and pork products.
Very nice. Okay, so let's talk about, I didn't mean to dwell on distilleries. You also do some breweries right here in the Flathead Valley. And did you change that up every week, different one every week?
We tried to stay a little bit more local. They're all Montana breweries and distilleries. And we have them come and feature their specialty cocktails or their specialty beers. And they are there from 5 to twilight.
Yeah, and there's stuff for, I mean, not just talking about adults. I mean, it's friends, family, of all ages. There's something going on every week. Let's talk about food for a second. I mean, we have trucks out there every week, food vendors.
Absolutely.
You're not going to go away hungry if you drop on by. Let's say that.
No, we have barbecue. We've got noodles. We've got hot dogs. We've got street tacos. There are so much dinner options out there. We also have glacier shaved ice. We have cup of soul, which is ice cream. Copper Mountain Coffee is there if you need some coffee. There's so many things out there that can definitely fill a hungry tummy.
And let's talk music. Entertainment every week. You drive by, you hear something happening. It sounds like such a fun time. If you're driving by, you better stop now and see what's going on.
Absolutely. Yes, we have parking in the Glacier Bank parking lot. And come on down and enjoy yourself. There's picnic tables. And if you need to get out of the sun, we definitely have some umbrellas as well.
So how many bands will be playing this summer?
We have 19 different bands for 20 weeks.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of music. That sounds like a lot of fun, too. And you talked about partners right at the beginning. You have 17 partners. And what is a partner to the community market?
So the 17 different market partners, they financially support us so that we can bring the best market possible for our community.
Wow, that's great. Can anyone become a partner if they're interested?
We are booked for 2021, but definitely get a hold of me for 2022. We have spots available, and we will take reservations for next year. The sponsor for this, Focus on the Flathead, Three Rivers, they are also one of our market sponsors.
What a coincidence.
Yes, absolutely.
They're always into community stuff like this, so that is great about them. What about the nonprofit of the week? How do you feature that nonprofit? You actually said they can come up on stage with you, but do they get their own little space out there as well?
They do. They get a 10 by 10 tent that is right at the opening of the market, and then they get to feature their products inside their tent, educate people if they have any questions, and then we bring them up on stage and do a small interview during a band break.
So how does it cost money? Do you charge to be a part of this every week from the vendors?
The vendors are financially supporting the market, but then the nonprofits do not pay us anything.
Well, that stands to reason, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so anything else you want to talk about? Now, are there ways for everyone to find out about all of the things you've talked about today? Do you have a website?
We do. www.cfcommunitymarket.com. All of our bands are listed in there. All of our market partners, our sponsor lineup, as well as our nonprofits.
Well, you keep coming back, and we want you to come back again. Let's see how it's going midway through the season, and we'll talk more about it. We want to thank you for being here and getting us all up to date on what you're doing, and congratulations on the new position as the president. Taking over, those are big shoes to fill. O'Brien Byrne took over for him. Melissa Ellis has been our guest here. She's the president for the Columbia Falls Community Market. We wish you the best of luck this year. Thanks for all the information.
Absolutely. Thank you. We'll see you out there.
This is Focus on the Flathead, again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. Once again, our archives always available on KJJR.com. Ross Strouser here. We will see you next week right here on Focus on the Flathead.